As we walk this journey called life, we seek to find those things that bring joy to our existence. We want to embrace love, desire, and passion through healthy human connections. We want and need to discover meaning to the steps we take daily. The challenges of breaking barriers stir up our spirit as we prove our individual importance. The value of life is precious as we assist others to discover their way. The legacy of our being is found in the donations we make in those outside of ourselves. Success in this journey takes focus and commitment to winning. The victory is in not allowing fractured beliefs of the masses to impact the rules we have made work for ourselves. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. We come to you 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday at 8:30 Eastern Time. We have a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. It is time that we speak for ourselves so that others completely understand the direction we want our country to go in. No longer can we sit on the sidelines and allow others to select our direction. It is time for people of color to use the internet to make sure their voices are heard beyond a couple of streets. Our thoughts and needs and desires need to be heard around the world. And Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is that platform that you can be assured that your thoughts and feelings will be respected and heard without challenge. It is time for us to come together and make sure that we're not left behind. This is your host, James T. Deshaies, looking forward to have you call in to the show at 657-383-0309. 7 days a week, we want to be heard loud and clear.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. As always, you know I'm happy to be here and ready and prepared for us to discuss the issues of the day, the issues that will impact our lives today and in the future. We're going to take a short break, as we always do in the beginning, to give everybody an opportunity to get on board.
Mm-hmm. didn't mean it when I said I didn't love you so. I should've held on tight, I never should've let you go. I didn't know nothing, I was stupid, I was foolish, I was lying to myself. I could not fathom that I would ever be without your love. Never imagined I'd be sitting here beside myself. Cause I didn't know you, cause I didn't know me, but I thought I knew everything. I never
T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. As always, you know, we're here to discuss the things that are impact the lives of people today and in the future, and we want to make sure that we are ahead of the game, ahead of the curve, as we outline solutions to map out our way to get around these obstacles. We face obstacles every day, and we need to be prepared and ready to deal with some of the issues that happen as we go about our way. And it's important that we not back down from the issues of the day. We have to be ready and prepared to deal with everything that comes our way and know about what we need to do and behave in order to address those situations. Today, while I was out looking around for what I wanted to share with my audience and share with those calling in, I ran across a situation that happened in October 2015. And it was a horrific event and one that did not get enough publicity. It seems to be getting a lot of publicity now, and we have to be aware of it because it may very well be the kind of thing that happens on a regular basis. We have a black couple that entered into an Applebee's and was inundated by a lot of racial slurs and a man who had seemed to have been drinking for a while. we come to find out that this man is a fireman and had at one point had was the fireman of the year. But for some reason, he chose this day to be a day that he was out with his son, and he was drinking a lot. And he began to just be very boisterous and obnoxious to the waitresses and to everybody around him. And one of the waitresses at Applebee's chose or decided to sit this black couple next to him. And as soon as this black couple was sat next to him, he started to berate the young lady and just say some unspeakable things to the couple as a whole. And the couple was very restrained, to say the least, and certainly we need to learn that when we're faced with these situations, we need to be careful about how we react, because we need to remember and understand that African Americans or people of color always get the short end of the stick when it comes to protecting ourselves, because they always want to make out that we're the bad guys. And in this instance, the black couple decided they were going to leave the area or leave the store, and this man kicked the male. And the male and he got into a confrontation. But eventually they got outside of the store, and the white combatant did as well. And then the people inside the Applebee's locked the door, not allowing them to get back in or separate themselves from this perpetrator. The fireman went on and got a weapon from his car with his fireman's badge and actually pointed the gun at the female as well as the male, black male. He was eventually caught, but the charges against him were dropped. Now, I have since learned that the charges have been reinstated, and he was fired from his position. But the behavior of Applebee's and their employees further incensed me, because they did nothing to protect the lives of these African Americans. They actually locked them outside the restaurant with the perpetrator, not feeling any concern for their lives. To date, I have read that they have refused to release the videotape, which is both in the possession of the police as well as the restaurant. And I would suggest that it's because they show them in such bad light. So I'd like to discuss this 2015 event. You can still Google it, and when you watch the video of this couple talk about the event and how they were treated, believe me, you will be outraged. We'll take a short break and come back and discuss in length this particular couple's situation and how we should act or behave if we find ourselves in a similar situation. We're gonna make it. This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Guys, I just want to spend some time talking with you about this incident that took place in Savannah, Georgia. The gentleman's name was Barry Arnold, and Mr. Arnold was a former firefighter, and was once named Firefighter of the Year. And so I hope that you had gotten an opportunity to Google his name, and so that we can talk about his behavior and the behavior of Applebee's and the behavior of, initially, of the state attorney of Georgia. Regina, are you familiar with this story? Are you there, Regina?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you familiar with the story?
Are you talking about the story that you sent out earlier from Applebee's?
Yes,
I saw that. I saw that today. I thought that was extreme. I thought that was a very interesting story. I guess I was just floored.
Well, the Attorney General has since changed her thoughts, and they have brought it to the grand jury, and the grand jury has filed charges against him for aggravated assault for pulling a weapon on the black couple. But initially, they dropped all the charges, even though
against
this man has acted in such
man,
a
right?
foul way.
Against the
originally,
man?
Originally, they dropped the charges against Barry Arnold, the white man.
Have they shown the video that I guess Applebee's had? Because the couple was saying, or their lawyers said, that there was a video that someone was refusing to release.
Both Applebee's and the police department have refused to release the video. And so we don't have a video of it, which is very abnormal, to say the least. But this man acted in such a vile way, and he physically kicked the black gentleman as he and his wife tried to leave the scene. And so he was just bent and determined on committing all type of disturbances inside this Applebee's. And you have to ask yourself, you know, one of the questions was, how racist do you have to be before you ask to leave Applebee's?
Well, just now when you said he kicked the couple, that immediately brought back to my mind a situation that is happening further north in Charlotte, North Carolina, where the young lady, a girl was accused of stealing out of a beauty supply store, and they tackled her, but I think before they got her to the ground, they just kicked her. The lady in the store, the Korean lady or whatever she was, took her leg and kicked the girl. Now, if you are from where we're from, to be kicked is one of the lowest things that a person can do to somebody. So is this what we're resulting to now, where we're just freely kicking people?
Well, it does seem that these incidents are happening more and more, and we have to be prepared and ready to deal with them in a way that is effective. We can't do evil for evil, but we have to find an effective way to deal with these attitudes that are seemingly coming out as we speak.
But you know what,
James? Your thought? We're going to have to figure out a a positive way to deal with these behaviors, because we can't combat evil with evil.
But James, were you talking to me?
Yes.
You know, before I was saying we've got to hold our peace. We've got to learn how not to be so quick to retaliate. But James, this is something that I've just got to pray to the Creator about, because I just don't know how much I can hold my peace when I may sound like a Donald Trump clone, but an immigrant, someone who has migrated here, has the audacity to lift their leg and kick me as if I'm a dog or an animal. Now, when I looked at that video, the Applebee's video, it seems as though the man who was doing all of the hurling of the epithets, he wasn't pure white, was he?
Well, he looked to be white to me. I'm not sure how pure he is, but he definitely
looked
to be white.
Well, none of them are pure, but I'm just wondering, he seemed to have been of another nationality.
I hear you. D, what is your thoughts? Did you get a chance to see that video?
No, I didn't. I'm somewhat vaguely, good evening, everybody, I'm sorry. I'm somewhat vaguely familiar with the episode. The same type thing happened in Cracker Barrel in Georgia. Same thing happened at a Denny's in Georgia. And, you know, it's something that we got to address. Now, you know, when you're dealing with Georgia and Florida and South Carolina, you know, whenever I speak about these subjects here, I got to always remind you about the things that we're dealing with. Now, when we say we got to become aware, but we also got to be informed about what we're dealing with. And this is what we're dealing with in this case. All right. I also want to address about the employees of the Applebee's locking the doors, because I think they did the right thing in that way, because you got to take all the other patrons in the store when confrontation, take it outside and going outside and then going to continue that. But now let's get back to the issue at hand. All right. You know, when you're dealing with the stand your ground law and armed citizens that can obtain weapons readily, in opposition to the black community who can't obtain weapons that frequently and readily, or they just choose not to carry them because they're with their family and don't want to instigate confrontations. Well, I believe that that's why the charges were dropped in the first place. That, along with the guy was a fireman of the year, which automatically put him in the good old boy network. So that's what happened in that respect. Now, every time I come on your show and I speak about these alternative websites, see, these folks ain't on Facebook. That's what we do. We go on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or whatever, all the other stuff is. They don't do that. They get on these alternative websites like Breitbart. And I don't know if you all even looked that up yet. But these are the things that you got to be aware of. That and the alternative right movement, because these are the things that they preach about on those websites. They can be in the daytime. There'll be firemen, policemen, and anything else that we look up to in the daytime. But at the nighttime, they put on a whole different hat. So the alter ego comes into play sometimes when you least expect it. So these alternative websites depict people of color as the enemy. So So if you want to know how to not react, first of all, you got to know what you're dealing with. First of all, you're dealing with a law that protects them, and is against you. They can instigate a situation, and then at the right time, they can pretend that their life is in danger. All right, you're dealing with that. Then, if you're in the dirty South, you're dealing with the good old boy network, and then you're dealing with these alternative websites. So, not surprised.
Well, see, let me ask you. Yeah. Let me ask you this.
Sure.
You talk about Applebee's having the responsibility of protecting the other people inside the store, but shouldn't they have asked him to leave the moment he started berating the waitress and screaming out racial slurs? Shouldn't the way of protecting the patrons have been for them to ask him to leave the premises?
Yeah, I
agree
like with
too
you.
Long to ask him to leave.
Well, I'm sure they did. And if I remember that correctly, those questions came up to the management, like, what took you so long and why didn't you act faster? And I don't recall, but I think there was a sense of panic in that situation. I don't recall, since it was about almost 3 years ago. But, yeah, they could have did something. In fact, somebody should have got on 911. I mean, everybody and their mama got a cell phone, so that could have been easier.
Right.
And so now why that wasn't done.
Up until now, they still have not released the video. Either the police or Applebee's has released the video, which would show him kicking the black gentleman as he and his wife tried to leave.
Okay. Now, why do you think that is? Because he's in the good old boy network.
The bad publicity for Applebee's, I'm sure.
Oh, well, that too. But, you know, and then but for the police department not to do it, and that person being the fireman of the year puts him in the good old boy white network. So they're not going to readily throw him under the bus. But, you know, now that it's been reopened, is that what you said, it's been reopened?
I heard that he's been fired. I heard that they have they took the charges to the grand jury. And they have charged him with assault, aggravated assault, and disorderly conduct. And so
now,
of December 2016. So I don't know where it is right now, but as of 2016, they reinstated the charges. Initially, the charges were dropped, which is insane. You know, because had he been black, he'd still been in jail waiting on his court date.
We know that. Now, Jane, let me ask you this. In your follow-up, did the black couple file suit against Applebee? Because they should have. They should have got a good attorney.
Videotapes that I saw, that they had hired a lawyer, and he was in the process of doing all that. So they have hired a lawyer. They put out a YouTube video, which I sent to everybody, and the lawyer is talking about the case and how despicable the police and the and Applebee's have behaved. Isn't that what you got from what you saw, Regina?
Yes, that's what I gathered. And I must say
how would you have behaved if he would have, you know, I mean, we all have to ask ourselves, how would we have reacted if you go into a restaurant and have another patron calling you all kind of racist names? How might you have behaved, Regina?
I would have picked up my phone, dialed 911, and called and let the 911 operator know that I was being verbally assaulted in a public restaurant, and to please send the police officers. Then, as I got ready to leave, if he had the nerve to kick me, I'd have fallen down. I've been so hurt. The ambulance would have had to come and get me, and he would have been arrested for physically assaulting me and causing bodily harm.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things
when
of the
I
things
fell,
you need
my
to
neck
do,
would
Regina,
have been hurt.
Mm-hmm. One of the things we need to do, they counted on the videotape of the store and the police officers to make that tape available. And I know this is going to be hard, and I want to get what Dee thinks. You talked about everybody and his brother got a cell phone. We need to start videotaping this stuff ourselves. I mean, the first time we hear something out of the ordinary, we need to take our phone out and find out where that voice is coming from and start videotaping. We got to get in the habit of doing that because we can't allow things to happen without us having physical proof of it happening. Because that would have been a wrap. I believe that they would have been too embarrassed to drop the charges had that couple had their own videotape of what took place.
I'm glad they had their own videotape. Therefore, they didn't have to. Did they have their own videotape?
No, they didn't have their own videotape. That's what I'm saying. When you said take your phone out and call 911, after you call 911, you need to be videotaping what's going on. That's what
we need
to get in the habit of doing.
Actually, I think before you call 911, you need to videotape it as soon as they start, then use the other phone or yell for someone to please call 911. You don't need to miss
a
bit of it.
Well, Dee, let me ask you this question. Of those other cases you stated, were they initiated by employees or were they initiated by patrons?
Initiated by other patrons. Most definitely. They initiated by other patrons. I think the one with Denny's, though, that was actually the employees that was refusing for some reason. It was a certain area of Georgia. It might have been in northern Georgia, refusing to serve black people. But in the Cracker Barrel, it was a patron. I think the lady baby was crying. The lady was there with her son or baby, a small child. And the patron told her to shut that N-word up, and as she was proceeding to leave the Cracker Barrel, he followed behind her and slapped in front of the child, and that was caught on video, caught on the surveillance tape, and slapped her not. Ma'am?
When did this happen?
This was about 4 years ago. Four or five years ago, at a Cracker Barrel, and it was right outside of Atlanta. But he slapped her to the ground, and I'm hesitant to say that he started putting feet on her. But, I mean, he knocked her silly. And he was a big guy, too. Big C word. Like I say, in Florida and Georgia, we're kind of notorious for that. And from my understanding, South Carolina is almost just as bad. Alabama is toned down a lot. Go ahead.
The southern states do have a history. And we need to be aware of what's going on. And, again, we need to hold people accountable. this man was an individual. And so him being an individual, he was the only one responsible for his behavior. But Applebee's and the police department and the state attorney's office, those are organizations or systems that are supposed to be blind to race. And for them to drop charges on him and only be forced to reinstate those charges by the general public is just unspeakable. There is no way we are all supposed to be treated the same. And I know you are aware, and you and Regina and Dee both know, that had we gone in there and cursed out the staff at Applebee's, assaulted one of the patrons, and then went and got our guns, we'd be lucky to be alive, because we would have been in jail for quite a long time for behaving in that fashion. So we can't allow these people to think we're going to allow them or white America to take us back in time and treat us as though we don't know what our rights are. Because if I'm not mistaken, he called her the B word. Now, can you imagine most black females being called the B word in a restaurant? I mean, that's, you know, I'm saying, you know, that it's not much worse. You can do or say to a black female, and then you're going to do it in a public place. Regina?
You know what? I just heard you. But I think when I heard you say that he called her a B word, I think that turned me off totally right there. My goodness. That right there would have, that right there would, oh my, and Kenta.
Yeah, and pulled a gun on them when they got outside. So, I mean, I can't think of how much more violent or despicable he could have gotten than what he displayed. And for them to drop the charges was just horrendous. I understand now, because they don't brought it back into the public eye, why they're so embarrassed and they went back and took it before the grand jury. But what this man displayed was despicable.
I just must commend, these folks who kept their cause, and they are handling it in the right way. Now, had they flipped, very, very, very blessed, I'm not going to say lucky, just the angels, the God that I serve, who has grace and mercy upon all of us, had to have had all of his grace and mercy on these people. Because had it been somebody else, who did not have as much of a tolerance, he would have been dead. Because first he would have been hurt to the point that he wished he were dead. Because I want to say the right black man, a different black man would have beat him down just for calling his lady a thief.
Right.
And then the other black man would have beat him down for lifting his feet off of the floor and putting your dirty feet where on the ground you walk on, and putting your feet on another human being. So he deserved two beat down. I said, you all know that this is just not me. I'm the Well, yes, you know, we really have to remain calm in these situations. I'm seeing too much happening now. I'm seeing the blatant stuff, crap, that's happening.
Well, now, Regina, I want to ask you a few questions about that other video, because I saw it as well, where he nearly choked the black female out. But let me just ask you, what are these storm men supposed to do when so many of these people come in their stores and they do all this shoplifting? How would you have suggested he handle a shoplifter?
Okay, well, first of all, they have enough insurance on those stores that they aren't going to really miss a whole lot. That's why Walmart told their don't run behind these people who are stealing. I've seen on two cases folk literally running out of the back of Walmart with 50 and 60 inch televisions, throwing them in the cars and running on. And the people in the stores do not run behind those folks. They have enough insurance. And then you let her go. But whatever you do, you do not have the right to take this woman. I don't care if she weighed 500 pounds. I know she was ever 280, 290. Put that woman on the ground, choked her out. But before they put her on the ground, that little Korean, whatever, not, I don't know what nationality it is, that woman picked her feet up off the floor and kicked that girl. You don't kick a dog. Now, I saw them push her, okay? They're pushing her to keep her from going. But the man was handling it. And this little woman comes up, said it on my Facebook page, I can't say that woman didn't steal. And from what I've seen, I would bet that it is highly possible that they were correct. But that doesn't give you the right to kick a person. Try to stop them, they don't stop. You call the police, you file a report. Give it to your insurance company. The insurance company is going to repay you. Tell me, James, y'all going to have to pull some money together, Simon. Because nobody has.
Did you see the videotape?
You don't have to
Did you see the videotape of the black Muslims coming to the store to chastise them about their behavior and telling them that they would be protesting their store until an apology was forthcoming? Regina.
Say it again, Jay.
Did you see that the black Muslims had a group of people come to their store and videotape telling them that they would be protesting their store and holding them accountable until an apology was forthcoming. So my deal, we have to be real careful about how we go about deciding who we're going to lend our support to. And I understand that there needs to be some kind of appropriate way to deal with shoplifters so that you make sure that you don't mishandle the situation. So maybe he should have took a picture of her and trespassed her from his store so that she could not shoplift again. Because he needs to be real careful about what kind of relationship he has with the community that he's serving.
James, let me tell you, I've already said let's boycott everyone in Columbia, everyone in Georgia, but in Charlotte. The way he, until he has to answer for his behavior, if he does not have a proof, and they have cameras all around that store, so maybe he does have proof. So if he has proof that she did it, then why didn't he call the police and let the police handle it? Detain her until the police come. If he wanted to play Barney Fife or Goober and say, citizens arrest, whatever. But you didn't have a right to throw that woman on the ground because you're innocent till proven guilty. I say boycott every last one of them, every last one of them. Because, see, they're too bigoty anyway. I don't go in those stores. I don't go in there. Because when they start talking all that talk, I don't know if they're talking about me or talking about my hair or what they're talking about.
Well, you're certainly right, Virginia. And I've known a very few of them that have a good reputation related to how they treat people of color.
Man, I want to get hold of her, but I don't need to say that because that means I'm threatening her. Woo!
Yes. Yeah. Right. You need to calm down a little bit, Regina.
That little woman kicked my girl.
Well, Regina, before I go on break, can you tell me, can you give our audience the number and the date that your show started recently, didn't it?
No, it's coming in April. And my producer is already, I told him, just give me March and let me get through testing season. And actually, you know, James, I've been very, very blessed in that family literacy program has really taken a great leap. And so I'm doing a lot of things, working with a lot of organizations to promote family literacy and teaching strategies and actually saying that a lot of our children aren't behaving well in school because they can't read. So it's like a smoke screen. So we're trying to get a lot of people together to help our children read from the schoolhouse to their house. And so I've just got better balancing on.
Well, I want you to know I'm full support of your new show that'll be coming soon, and I look forward to having the opportunity to be on the show. We're going to take a short break, and we'll come right back to finish our program.
I want some company. You look like you're just my type. You're the kind whose spirits are running free. Let's take a sip of some cold, cold wine and dance to the music nice and slow. Under any kind of pressure, you see, we'll just let the evening flow.
from this noisy crowd. Let's go where it's nice and quiet, where there's nobody else around. Let's sit by a cozy lit fire, and we can be each other's company. Now how does that sound to you? You see, 'cause it sounds so good. It sounds so good to me. Come on and go with me. Would you do that, baby? Come on over to my place. Would you do that, baby? Would you do that, baby?
I've got to go
calm myself down. But these things that are happening are really, it's just becoming very blatant. And it's just too blatant.
They don't seem to understand that they need to coincide with the same issues that we need to be focusing on in order to make life better. You know, it's just amazing to me that so many of the programs that go to support the poor and the needy are being cut. Meals on Wheels. Can you imagine elderly people who need that lunch and that, you know, that bag? Usually they bring them a lunch, a warm lunch, and bring them a bag for dinner. And that program is going to be cut. I mean, it's just amazing the kind of situation or environment we're finding ourselves in. And these races are becoming more and more vocal. And we're going to have to figure out how we're going to react to them, Regina.
Yes, we do. We do have to figure out how we're going to react to them. And I tell you what, and I sort of laugh about it, but I am so happy that I never got so far above myself that I forgot about the community where I grew up or where I came from. Because, see, those brothers over there, you let somebody kick Regina and they find out about it. They're going to tell you, look, I've been on the other side of the bars. I know how it is over there. You're not going to kick our women. You're not going to do it.
Yeah, there may be some very, very ugly times ahead if we don't get a grip on this thing. Because they're, you know.
But I don't know what type of grip, James. Did you see that the Confederate flag is flying up in Greenville this weekend?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Well, you know, for years they wouldn't bring the NCAA tournament to South Carolina because of the flag. So now they brought
right.
it back here to us, and the men are playing in Greenville for the first round, and the women are here in Columbia. And right there on the parking lot near the Greenville Stadium where the men are playing, there's a Confederate flag flying. And the group, whatever this group is, brought it there and hung it there. Now, I'm sure that they're going to take it down. But as of this afternoon, it was all over the media here in South Carolina.
Well, you know there are people who say they'd rather not have federal funding or other benefits if it means that they got to change their behavior. So you just got some people who are like that who could care less about the NCAA and who want that Confederate flag flying.
Okay, say that again. They want the flag to fly.
Yeah, they don't care about the benefit, financial benefit of the NCAA coming to play in South Carolina or the federal funds that they may lose because of their racist behavior. They could care less. They say they'd rather do without it.
Uh-huh.
Some of these groups are like that.
You're right. You're right. And, you know, a representative of the group spoke and said that, you know, the flag is his heritage. His people fought for the flag and under the flag and all of that. And, oh, whatever. It's just so old.
Right.
But we just can't. But we've got to stay awake and aware, you know?
Yeah, it's a battle we have to fight, because the alternative is to let them gain hold and erode the rights that we already have. So we cannot allow them to feel that they can just act any way they want to, because it will become a daily occurrence. So we have to fight back.
And James, you are very fortunate to be retired. You and Dee, are you retired?
Now, Dee's still working.
Okay. So he's probably seen some of this mess, and you know.
Well, being retired does give you a little freedom to make sure you can say the kind of remarks you need to make in regard to the kind of behaviors that you see. And so we just cannot allow them to erode our rights as they are presently, and we need to move forward. And so we need to get a coalition of individuals who recognize that we are on the same page, that we have the same battles that need to be waged, and so we can move forward. Women need to be in fear of their rights being eroded. Some of these women who voted for Donald Trump just don't understand what they have put at risk. And so they better be aware that as the next 2 years, when we are able to vote some of those Republicans out of office and replace them with Democrats, if they don't do that, they're going to see a lot of their rights as women be eroded by this Republican Party and by Donald Trump and his administration.
You know, I really, really, truly believe, James, that we are focused on the big picture, but we've got to bring it down to what's going on right here in our home state, and the fact that a lot of this stuff wouldn't happen on a national level if it were not happening on the on the state level or the local level. And I even see it, oh my goodness, I see it on a even on a board that I'm a commissioner of. It's the undercurrent, and I just have to hold my peace and remember I'm being filmed.
I hear you. Listen, we're gonna take our final break, and we're gonna come back, and I'm gonna allow you to have your final word. Touche, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. I want to encourage all of you to go by my website, www.jamestdeshay.com. That's www.jamestdeshay.com. Let me know what you think. Contact me at djames82@aol.com. I look forward to talking to you about the issues that you feel are important and making time for us to discuss them on the show. Regina, what is your final thoughts for today?
Well, I guess my final thoughts are we just got to stay aware and just continue to seek solutions and seek and also I think what we need to do is how we will react and have a plan of action for when these situations occur. Because my impulsivity tells me right now that you're not going to kick me. But I've got to have another plan so that I will be the victor. I will come out on top. So we just all
and
need
I think
to...
You're so... I think you're so right, Regina. I think we had to get it focused in our mind, our game plan, so that we can videotape these things and not have to ask for others for the videotape for others, and we can show and display the despicable behavior of these people and have them held accountable and punished for their behavior. That's what we're going to have to do.
And, James, even if we all have to buy us one of those throwaway cell phones that we can keep charged and keep with us or something, but we've got to start being prepared and catch them off guard. Because if they think we're not prepared, they're going to do anything they want to do. But if they know we're coming prepared, they're going to be a little bit less inclined to treat us in a way that they think they can treat us. And I do use the word think, because that's not how it's going to work.
Well, you're right, and I'm going to continue to share those stories that show this new movement toward taking our rights back from us and trying to move back to a more despicable time and place where they did, you know, they just want to do and say whatever comes to their head. And we have to make sure that I want to take my hat off to the city council or whoever was responsible for firing that fireman after his despicable display, but that's what has to happen. You have to hurt people in their careers and in their pocket when they make these kind of mistakes so that everybody recognizes that this will not be tolerated.
Absolutely. It just can't be tolerated. This is these films, oh my goodness. And we've got to show them, and you're right. In order for me to help our, I need to get on the ball. I need to do so that I can push these films, these clips out, and encourage folks to have a plan.
Right.
Because this can happen to anybody. It can happen to you. What is your plan when it happens to you? Because, you know, before what they've done is that they will look at us what they want to
right.
think. But now they're bold enough to act upon those thoughts. So it's going to happen now. And the ones that we thought
right.
were, you know, we were, the ones that we thought we were okay with, you know, oh, that's a nice person. Yeah, they have a baby. We go visit the baby at their homes and stuff. They probably used Clorox and Clorox everything down after we left. sleeve is coming out. The true colors are coming out.
And we have to be aware that
and James,
this is the way America.
Yeah.
This is the way white America, some white Americans are thinking.
And those of us.
All right, Regina, we'll do.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and finish. I'll let you finish.
I was going to say, those of us who thought we have arrived, they'll see where we have arrived. Now they're going to have to check themselves too.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow at 6 p.m. on Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. See you tomorrow at 6 o'clock, Regina. Let's keep it live. Keep it real.
Father, help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road and teach them to love one another. That heaven might find a place in their hearts. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know. We've got to walk on through temptation, 'cause He is love, and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad.